January 22nd, 2020, month-end meeting at 6:30, followed by a regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to the end of month audit meeting for December 22nd, 2020, and ask the clerk for a roll call.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And we're either finishing up or we have finished the final signatures on the vouchers. I only have one for discussion this evening. It is the voucher from Tabner Ryan Kennery LLP. And this is in relation to the water consolidation project that they've been working on. We have a bill for $315, and we would need a resolution authorizing payment of their professional services for their work on the water consolidation project. And that is because the contract that we have with the firm is not for water consolidation. So this would come from account water 8310.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. That's the only one I have in the discussion. Do we have any others?
No.
Okay. And we do have some transfer of funds that we have to address, which I'll go through while we're finishing up on signatures. And the first transfer is for $4,844.02. Looking for a motion that would be transferred to account A1420.4. And that is the general attorney services, and that the same amount be transferred from account A1990.4, which is general contingent. And this is to clean up the end of the year account balances. The purpose of this transfer is for payment of legal services.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the second transfer fund that I have, looking for a motion to transfer $11,225.64 that would be transferred to account DB5110.1, which is highway road improvements, personal services, and that the same amount be transferred from account DB5142.1, which is highway snow removal, personal services. And the purpose for this transfer, as we've discussed over the years, we earmark monies either for snow removal or road work, and this transfer would more accurately reflect where we're spending the money, and this will help us track payroll for those specific activities. So, similar to that.
So, second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then I do have a couple of increase in revenues, increase in expenditures. First one, I'm seeking a motion to increase revenues by $3,000 to account TS2130, which is the transfer station revenues daily fees. But we'll take that one first.
So moved.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the second resolution that I'm looking for is to increase expenditures by $2,790 to account TSA160.1, which is the transfer station personal services, and $40 to account TS9000.8, which is transfer station Medicare, and $170 to account TS9030.8, which is transfer station Social Security. The purpose of the transfers is to increase the allowable expenditures for the transfer station by recognizing the increase in revenues from the daily operations of the facility.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, now that we have the necessary signatures required for payment of the vouchers, I'd ask for a resolution to approve the bills as audited.
So, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And we're all set for the audit meeting. Entertain a motion to adjourn the audit.
Motion to adjourn the audit.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And what's that, Dan?
Yep.
Okay. Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular town board meeting of the town of Rural for December 22nd, 2020, and ask that the clerk call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And would everyone please rise?
Which allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. As is customary, the first item on the agenda is approval of minutes. And we have two sets. We have December 8th, 2020, which was the town board solar workshop. And also on that date, we have the regular town board meeting.
Take me up. Make a motion that we approve the December 8th, 2020 town board solar workshop meeting minutes and the December 8th, 2020 regular town board meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
And we have one abstention, council member Van Tassel. Thank you for that. Item two is set future meetings and workshops. We need to set the date and time for our organizational meetings. I'd like to do it the Monday, January 4th at 6 p.m. We do have at 7 p.m. already scheduled a public hearing on eminent domain. I'm pretty confident that we can get through the organizational meeting in less than an hour. Since we're going to be here already on that day, you know, I thought it was a good idea to schedule on the 4th.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody?
6 p.m.?
6 p.m.
Yeah. All right. You're good.
So we'll need a motion to schedule that.
Let me make a motion to schedule the organizational meeting for 2021 on January 4th, 2021 at 6 p.m.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And we also will be scheduling, but not this evening, the public hearings that we'll have to have in place for the contract from the Rural Emergency Squad and the Southwest Falls Fire Company. We're still waiting on some information from the fire company, mostly in relation to insurance that is included as part of the contract, but I expect that will be scheduled in the public hearings at the organization meeting. And we should be all set up. And item three is the COVID-19 update. I'll start at the state level. And anybody who's been watching governor's briefings and information from that is State Department of Health knows that Delta and British Airways have agreed to require pre-departure COVID tests before passengers leave from the United Kingdom to New York. In the state, and this is as of actually yesterday at 6:49 p.m. Total hospitalizations rose to 6,331. Of the 156,510 tests that reported yesterday, 9,007 or 5.7% were positive. There were 1,095 patients in the ICU, up $50 individuals from the previous day. Of them, 613 are intubated, and unfortunately, we lost 109 new versus the virus. Also on that day, more than 38,000 vaccine doses have been administered in New York. New York is now beginning to, has already began the administration of vaccines to nursing home residents and staff. And to help with the vaccination efforts, New York State is developing a community vaccination test kit. And that's where we are at the state level at this moment. Here in Saratoga County, as actually about 10 minutes ago, total number of confirmed cases is now 4,307. Unfortunately, the death toll has increased by 31. Number of active cases is 1,588. Total number of recovered cases in Saratoga County is 2,688. And the present number of individuals that are hospitalized is 38. The 7-day rolling average positivity rate here in the county has also increased. It's now up to 7.34%. Number of new cases in the past 7 days is 1,032. Number of new cases just over the weekend was an additional 395. Total tests in the county to date is now approaching 220,000. Number of residents a day in isolation or quarantine has been 12,232. And currently the number of individuals in isolation is 1,690. Here in the town of Monroe, total number of confirmed cases is now at 138. Unfortunately, we've had 2 deaths, and there are currently 50 active cases, and 86 individuals have recovered. A little further north in the village, the total number of confirmed cases is at 52 now. Good news is there's been no deaths in the village, and the number of active cases is 17, with the total number of recovered cases at 35. So unfortunately, the numbers aren't trending in the direction that we'd like to see them. Hopefully, you know, we'll get to the holidays and into the new year with a, you know, best hope for a plateau, and then hopefully we can turn the corner shortly after that as more vaccinations become available to the general public. Item 4 on the agenda this evening is a reclassification of the full-time clerk position. If you recall, we created a position for a full-time clerk in the supervisor's office, which had multiple responsibilities. Civil Service reached out to us and deemed that there's a better classification now for the responsibilities of that job, and their recommendation is to classify the position as a billing coordinator because so much time is going to be spent assisting with billing and water billing. And so at this time, I would need a resolution where the town board reclassifies the clerk full-time position currently occupied by Tammy Daly to billing coordinator.
So, second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And the next item I have listed is the municipal pandemic plan. We talked about this briefly at the last board meeting. The governor signed into law on Labor Day legislation that requires all public employers to prepare a pandemic plan. And that plan is involved in the plan. It requires information to be provided from the town. Carla has provided an attached form and checklist, which includes all the information required under the new law that must be included in the plan. And she's looking for us to get that additional information to her prior to January 8th, if possible. Her thinking is that once she has the information, she can put the draft plan together, provide it to the town board for review, and once we're comfortable with it, obviously we'll have to provide it to the unions for review, and she would like to do that no later than February 4th. Once the union reviews the plan and they're all in agreement, the town board is required to have that plan ratified by April 1st of 2021. So I have a copy of it. What I'd like to do is three pages. I'd like to ask the personnel committee to work with Jeffrey on that, to some of the things we have to come up with an answer. For example, what are essential positions, what are non-essential positions, what are our remote work protocols, how we would handle staggered shifts, staff exposures, cleaning, disinfecting, and employee and contractor leave. It's not too complicated, but it does require some careful thought, and I thought I'd start with the personnel committee on that. So I have in my office, I will get that to...
We have all the
You have it too. So, and I'm happy to help out with that as well, because we already have our reopen plan in place, which has a lot of the information already provided for.
Jeffrey has that.
Jeffrey has that. Okay. I think it's on our website as well, if I'm not mistaken. Industrial Park, a lot of proof I have on there. We have a number of lots at the town. The Monroe owns in their industrial park that totals 13 parcels. As I've indicated on several occasions, we have a lot of interest in some of those parcels, and they want to know how much the town is going to charge for the purchase of the sell those lots. So I think it's prudent that we get a minimum limited scope appraisal done on these properties. We have one submitted. I'd like to have the assessor reach out and secure two more estimates. So I'm not going to report what the first one is at this time, but it's from Gar Associates that we currently have a contract with.
I don't know if the board received copies of that.
Okay. So I guess my recommendation, unless the board feels otherwise, is to ask our assessor to secure us two more quotes on the outlying parcels. Maybe we'll take it up the first meeting in January so that we can have those numbers current. And then I can pass those on as starting points in any interest that we may receive in 2021 for purchase of lots. That works for number seven, I have transfer station listed on there. It's basically just a reminder to me. I know we will have some staffing changes there at the end of the year. I think the personnel committee was going to work up a job description so the clerk could advertise for that. I don't know where we are on that, if we got to that. But anyway, I want to keep it on your radar. I do have a listing, I think it's from Ted, of his response. responsibilities down there, which can be helpful in putting that job description together. I think I would ask for a motion that once the description is completed, authorizing the clerk, unless we've already done that. Did we already do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we don't need to act on that. Just need to get a description for that position.
Okay.
Number eight, Recreation Department. I have a request, a purchase request for one regular portable toilet and one handicap accessible portable toilet for use in the rec park for next year, from January 1, 2021 to 12/31, 2021. This would include year-round cleaning and restocking. We sought three quotes. We only received two back. First one, the vendor is Stone Industries in Saratoga Springs. The price would be $248 for a 28-day billing cycle. Annually, that cost would be $3,153.14. The second vendor is Mountaintop Portable Toilets and Septic Service out of West Sand Lake. And their quote was identical to Stone. This money would be paid from account A7140.4. Current balance is $77,600 as of the end of this year. And we had budgeted for 2021 $3,200, so it would be under the budgeted amount. The rec leader is recommending that we stay with Stone Industries, primarily because we've used them for a number of years and we've had no issues. But they're local and they come weekly to do maintenance.
That's motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Recreation. Do we have council on the line?
Yes.
I'm here.
Okay. Thanks, Carla. I should have pointed out that you are available via technology through Zoom meeting. So we have, as the board is aware, we're in the process of purchasing approximately over 50 acres of new property that's contiguous to the recreation park. At a previous meeting, we moved forward authorizing the purchase subject to certain caveats and the town doing its due diligence. And as part of that due diligence, we saw and have completed the phase one environmental site assessment. I believe all board members have a copy of it. There's no surprises in that. Essentially, it's similar to other property towns purchased for recreation purposes, where we do have the GE plume and the groundwater underneath, which prohibits the landowner from accessing that water, using it for agricultural or recreational service purposes. And we have municipal water in the park, so that's not a problem. And the first thing we have to do is memorialize engaging services for the ESA, which cost $1,750. And I believe the proposal, yes, is contained. I think it was emailed to the board members from Van Vliet PLLC, Geologic Environmental Consultants. They did a great job pushing the town to the front of the line with the work they have, because they knew that we were under time constraints, part of the requirement of the seller. And so I pulled the board, and my office pulled the board, to get a consensus on moving forward with that. The board was in agreement, so we need to memorialize that expenditure. So I'd be looking for a resolution authorizing the payment of $1,750 for a phase one environmental site assessment by Van Vliet PLLC. That money would come from account A7140.4, which is the recreation contractual account, which currently has a balance of $19,298.97 as of November 30th.
So moved. Second.
Yes, I am. Fine.
It's no surprise. I mean, we knew, we suspected their find, what they actually confirmed in their findings before we moved forward as a board to purchase the property. If anybody wants it, and members of the public want, I have available in my office, we can provide it to them. Okay, Carla?
Yes, that's fine. You should let me know if any member of the public does want it, because right now there is a clause in there saying that it's confidential, so I would have to look at that.
Okay, all right. And then the second part of item 9 on the agenda is a title report, and I believe that information from the town attorney's office from Bruce Lipinski has been shared with all the board members. Carla, do you want to talk about that briefly?
Sure.
Sure, okay.
Everyone can hear me, right?
Yeah, we can hear you clearly, yeah.
Okay, so the PIN report shows that there may be more property that the seller owns that was included in our contract. So we need to look into that. The title company is happy to accept those parcels out, but we may want to chat the executive session with respect to whether or not we want to include those parcels or whether or not we want to do something with the purchase price.
And in my conversation, we got a conference call myself and Bruce, I think it was yesterday, and there's discrepancies between what's officially on file for acreage with the assessor's office and what the deed says. And I mean, it's something that we can clean up. The biggest issue for the town board is there's a very high probability it's going to be a little bit less in acreage than when they make that amendment to the deed. It's going to be less than what we originally thought we were buying. Carla, one of the recommendations we had from council member Noonan when we were talking recently is to maybe see if the seller would be willing to deduct the cost of a survey for us as a fair compromise on the in, you know, less acreage than we thought we were getting. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think it's something we can absolutely bring up for tomorrow, if we're wanting to do. We have got two quotes for surveys. We have one outstanding that we haven't received back yet. We still would have to engage a surveyor, and they're out about a month, mainly because of the snow at this point. So I'm happy to chat with the other tax attorney about that.
Yeah, so I think it's critical, particularly because the title review brought up this issue that we have that survey in hand before we execute the purchase, don't you agree?
I wouldn't want you to sign anything or take title out of the survey.
Okay, so we meet again at the organizational meeting. If we have the third quote for the survey, I guess we can act on it that evening, correct?
Well, or at this point, you will recall that the contract is supposed to be done by the end of the year.
Right.
So we have quite extensive time to go out and get the survey done, which means we can do tomorrow. But we needed to talk to the board tonight to see if it was willing, if it still wanted to go forward on the contract into the due diligence because of the phase one.
So what's the board's feeling, having had an opportunity to review the ESA? Do you want to, because we have clauses in the contract regarding environmental findings, which give us the authority to back away with our refund or our deposit of $1,000. So does the board want to move forward? What are your thoughts?
I'm still wanting to move forward with this purchase, you know, contingent upon some information that we get back. I mean, the ESA, if we're just talking about the ESA part, yes, I'm still wanting to move forward.
So, Carl, everybody's in agreement based on the findings of the ESA to continue to move forward. So I guess the next hurdle for the town is to have the seller's attorney on board with allowing us that additional time to get the survey completed.
Right, and we can reach out to her tomorrow. Okay.
And I think I think it's a great suggestion that you have the ranges on the at least two of the costs for the survey to see if the seller would be amenable to backing that out of the sale price.
Yes, I do.
Would the board like to do that?
Yeah, at least explore.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting situation. I think we're all in at this point in time.
Yeah.
They don't have another, there will not be someone else lined up tomorrow. I mean, we're already this far into the process. But, I mean, buying and selling property in the process take time. So I hope that we can continue to work with them and they want to work with us, even though we have some timeline issues. So I'm hoping we can go forward.
Okay. So you have enough direction, Carly, to talk with their attorney? Or have Bruce talk with them?
Yes, I do. We will talk to her tomorrow and I will send an email.
Okay. Anything else on the land purchase?
Not at this time.
Anybody else have anything?
No.
All right. So we'll move on to item 10 on the agenda, which is the local long-distance telecommunications upgrade. Our IT committee has been active, especially as council member Van Tassel, and looking for ways to basically streamline and be more efficient with some of these key services and looking at ways where the town can save money. And I know we spent a lot of time on it, but just asking to briefly update the board on that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so there's been a crew of people working on it, including some other vendors that were engaged to go out and ask for competitive pricing. So, you know, in summary, there's a lot of moving pieces. One first is the local long-distance interconnect that we have in each of the locations. Right now, the town has eight different accounts spread across four different vendors. So working with Jeffrey, we were able to compile all the existing costs and then went to a couple carriers to ask for competitive pricing. Spectrum came back with the vendor that could supply service to all of your locations that we wanted internet at. There would need to be some build-out, and they're willing to cover, as you see in their proposal, some significant costs for that build-out for water and sewer, as well as for running fiber into this particular building here. And so they came back with pricing that would take the town down to one consolidated bill for less money, by about $45, than you're paying now. And you're getting a lot more service. When I say a lot more, you're getting unlimited local and long distance at all your locations, and you're getting twice the bandwidth or internet speed that you have at any location today, if not sometimes three or four times greater. And it's giving us internet connections at locations that we don't have today, i.e. water and sewer. So you're getting more, significantly more on the mobile for less money. So the last part of that then allows the town to do is to now take advantage of the Avaya phone system that you have and use it as it's really designed to be, as a PBX system that would allow you to now have phones at all the town locations. So for our taxpayers today to call in, you know, they hear a greeting that's very long. If you want to hang up and call this number, so there's a lengthy greeting that call can be gone. If they want court, they press a number. If they want highway, they press a number. If they want rec, they press a number. If they want the dog catcher, they press a number. And so it really would allow the town to deliver better service to the taxpayers. And then additionally, with this internet connection, let me stay on the phone system briefly, or a little bit more briefly. The phone system was put in back in 2014, I believe, and it does not have any upgrades. So it's several versions behind. So part of the proposal is to get the software version of the phone system current, which also has lots of security patch updates. And that's a legitimate concern with cybersecurity and network security. So that's part of it. Then the real value that comes out of it for the town is the ongoing desire to try to do things at all the remote locations, and that's things like time clocks and wear cameras. So this would allow now that you have internet connection at the locations to be able to move forward if you choose with payroll systems and using time clocks, as well as putting cameras at locations if that's a desirable goal. So those are the other inherent benefits you could get. And then the last piece was, if you recall, we did some upgrades at the beginning of the year to upgrade operating systems and add new firewalls to the town hall and the remote locations so that we could start to add some security to the remote locations for data. And today we can't do that. There's nothing to interconnect. This would allow us to interconnect the town sites as if it was one network.
So thanks for that update. And so we had budgeted funding to take action in the 2020 fiscal year, having worked closely and diligently in putting together all this information. Do you have a recommendation for the board to move forward with that this time?
Yeah, it would be the IT committee's recommendation that you engage Spectrum, or at least have a consideration to engage Spectrum to provide the services that they've proposed, as you all have a copy of. And that would be a key component. And then the other recommendation would be to install the appropriate hardware and software to upgrade the phone system. That allows you then, I guess for those pieces left out, we did have the IT committee and the vendor had some interaction with the courts, and the courts have the desire to get on to the town's phone system. They're on a very old phone system that they'd like to get off of. So that would allow that to happen also. So, The board's looking at a proposal from your IT vendor, StoreTech. The product being proposed is under state contract, both the Avaya and the Spectrum, and you've got a proposal from Spectrum. So that's the IT committee's recommendation would be to move forward with those initiatives.
Somebody want to move that?
Go ahead.
So moved. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed?
I would abstain.
And so we have motion carries, and we have one abstention from Council Member Van Tassel. Thank you for doing all that. It's something that's long overdue, and it's very time-consuming. You have to have expertise to know what you're looking at and know where you need to go. And I certainly don't have that in the department. So thank you for taking that.
There's some thanks to go out to Jeffrey, if I may, real quick. Go out to Jeffrey, who worked closely with the account rep, Ashley Underwood, that handles the account. And they're the ones who really did all the work.
Call the roll, number all set.
Yes.
Item 11 is supervisor items. I just have a few brief ones. Actually, one was not a supervisor item, but I do have it here because it came in late in the day. We have a request from the highway superintendent to open a PO for salt. I don't have the vendor's name, but we've been using the same one. They're under state contract. We currently, it would come from account DB5142.490, which is our RoadSoft account. Present balance as of November 30th, 2020 is $68,565.79. Can't remember the word was called.
That's who I believe we had in the past.
So my suggestion would be to move forward to continue with another PO with the vendor we had in place for salt.
Okay.
And we could add that name to the record if you need that.
Is there an amount?
$20,000, I'm sorry.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Just a quick update, sales tax, we just got the latest numbers out today for the county and the town of Monroe. I'll start with the county year-to-date. This is for December distribution. The county is down just over $5 million, which is a 4.69% reduction from the previous year. Which had been $106.9 million for the county. More importantly, here at the town, our numbers are down 6.71%. We will be receiving for this month we're going to be receiving $239,178. Year to date, the amount for 2020 would be just over $2.6 million, and so we are down $182,635 year to date. And as I said, that's a 6.71% reduction from where we were last year. Just an update on our 61 Hudson Street, the old town hall. I got an update from our real estate broker today. He wanted to let us know that he showed the property to a local developer, and that individual, on behalf of the company, will get back to the town shortly after the holidays. He also has another showing scheduled next week at 9 a.m., and he will update me with that information, which I'll share with you once I receive it. The Dog Control Officer Inspection Report, which is done by New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets, was completed on December 8th, and everything is in order. They characterize it as satisfactory, and I have that in my office. I'm going to get one copy of that. We received the annual post-closure monitoring report from Dan Actel with CT Mail Associates, and we had a couple items we need to repair to a damaged gas fence on the surface of the landfill at the G5-5 and G5-A. Which were broken off at the ground surface and laying down. And there was also an animal burrow observed adjacent to the gas fence U5-E. And it's recommended that the burrow be filled simply by backfilling with soil that has been dug out and spread out in front of the burrow. So Ted's been made aware of this, so we'll be working on that. So I have that report and it in that. Also under supervisor items, I just want to make, I have made the board aware before we took action, but I also want to make the public aware. When we had this most recent snowstorm, we had received multiple calls for assistance from residents in White Birch Estates. Because they had serious concerns about keeping the emergency vehicles in to service that mobile home park. My phone was ringing off the hook. I know Highway Superintendent's phone was ringing off the hook. And then became more elevated when the County 911 Center was getting calls for carbon monoxide alarms going off, and then I got a call from the acting chief in the fire department who had concerns because they couldn't get emergency vehicles into the park. So with support from the board, I reached out to town attorney because the residents were unable to contact anyone in authority at the park to get their main roads plowed out. The board agreed to allow town highway department personnel to go in and plow the main roads as a minimum. I know they got a lot of the secondary roads also plowed in there. Prior to going in, the town attorney drafted a whole harness agreement that protected the town, specified it as a one-shot activity on the part of the town highway department. So we got in and got that taken care of, and that was after our highway guys had been in since 3:30 a.m. that day. So they basically have a 12-hour day plowing roads. So I want to express on behalf of the board our appreciation for the highway department willingness to go in and help residents of the town that were in desperate need of having their roads plowed for safety reasons. So kudos to the highway staff. And one other item, the town board has a copy of a petition that we received from residents on Old West Road, and I believe some of them are on, they're all Old West Road.
Ganser Road and 4.
Ganser Road, oh yes, 277 Ganser Road also.
Personal property on Old West Road.
It looks like we've got approximately 15 signatures, which includes three separate families on there, and they have concerns regarding the truck traffic. I'm not sure who compiled the information for background on truck traffic there. But anyway, the petition indicates that's 175 trucks per day. It's actually less than that. It's closer to, I can tell you exactly based on the report on Washburn Road. It's 120 heavy trucks per day. If you're looking at the numbers for eastbound on Old West Road, it's 35 trucks per day. And if you're looking at the westbound direction, it's 142 trucks per day. Town Board did review the report that we commenced, I think it was a couple months ago. The survey data occurred in June and July.
I think that report came out.
Yeah, the report came out in September. So they're looking for the town to essentially ban heavy truck travel on the road because of because of constant heavy trucks, the dust, debris left in their path, and the noise created by such vehicles daily is adversely affecting our quality of life. So I want to make the board aware of that. I don't know if council member Donahue wants to speak.
Yeah, I just want to touch on that just for a second. I'd like to do some research into maybe some certainty for these people, but I'd like to just put this off while I continue to maybe get some data and get some additional information and maybe bring it put on the agenda after the first of the year. Give all the council people time, maybe look over the results of the tests and stuff that they did down there, and see if we can maybe come up with some kind of solution down there. I understand where these people are coming from. We talked to one gentleman, he said, years ago there was a few trucks here and there, it just seems to increase. And when I talked to Aaron at the Transportation Council, he made a point, he goes, probably what they're doing is putting in their GPS and this is the shortest route. So, that's, it'd be a good time. I'd like to ask, or touch base with Aaron again, if you would give him the okay to have me contact him again. He's very good, Aaron. He knows his stuff, and he's more than willing to answer my questions and stuff with an okay to the board. So.
Yeah, they did a very nice, and we have a copy of the report on our website.
Yes. It's about half, it's probably recorded in this.
Yeah, it's actually, here's what it looks like in the single page, so.
Yeah. I'd like to just look into this more, do some more research, and bring it back to the board and what you think put on the agenda for discussion.
Yeah, we can do it. It's a very challenging issue,
yes, it is.
Particularly because traffic is basically fluid. If you constrict it, it goes somewhere else.
Right.
And so what that means is it increases volume from other places, either in our town or other towns. And
I've spoken to the board before about this. If something makes sense to me, I'll change it. If it doesn't, but the thing is that I understand their concern. And if there wasn't several other outlets for these trucks to take, which are more suited for the heavy vehicles and the more truck routes than Old West Road, I wouldn't even think about going through this. But once again, I'd have to do a little research for the fact that
you're good.
And maybe we can get out of the agenda sometime after the first
meeting. Yeah, and maybe the highway committee can get
that
together on that too. Because I think they were going to look at it anyway.
We talked a little bit the other day, but I'd like to get into it a little bit more.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
And that's all I have for supervisor items and committee reports.
Very quick. I'll get with Councilman Noonan. We'll do a phone screening to start with one of the applicants that came in for the code enforcement officer for a couple that I reviewed. The other one didn't do right there for the job description. So one of them seems to have paper.
Yeah. Awesome, yeah, we love. So, I was remiss in under COVID update. Just want to report for the record that the town hall is closed to the public. Until a few further notice, the board thought it was the prudent thing to do under the circumstances, especially with the numbers rising. In an effort to continue to protect the public health and safety, our staff, employees, etc., we're going to be closed until things turn the corner. Any other community?
Sure. So, as we all know, Packard's opened up at the Universal Playground. It's been tested, it works, and then it's gone. And then the other goal, the ice rink, which has been laid out, filled with water, started to freeze, and then it's gone. And right now the ice is not strong enough for them to get equipment in there to put it. So we don't have an ice rink left.
That's okay. Anybody in town or our shelter has an ice rink in the backyard is in the same situation. The snow ruined everybody's ice rinks.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be cold enough soon enough.
Well, we're going to rain this week.
Yeah.
That should get rid of some of that snow.
Well, and then,
and then
we'll
bring it
around and then freeze back up. Good.
Anything else on the committee report?
Well, John and I have to be the representative from Upstate Insurance.
Oh.
We did the teleconference and keep going to go over our policy over the numbers and just see if she can come up with the start of the local insurance next year. So,
yeah, I got the paperwork request to release the
information.
I signed up.
Yeah, okay.
Much the consternation of our current agent.
Well, I understand, but it's a little bit comparable.
Oh, wow, that's approved. Any other committee reports?
No.
Carla, do you have a need for executive session this evening?
I do not.
Anybody else?
No.
Any other business? Hearing none, just before we adjourn, I want to Thank everybody for their help for 2020. I think it was another great year under circumstances for the town of Monroe. We got an awful lot accomplished in many different areas of the town. I think we, even though we had a challenge from our reduced revenue from sales tax, we met the needs of our community, our residents, and not only that, we continued to move forward in key areas. So, you know, I think that's a successful year. I want to wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we'll see everybody back here at the organizational meeting in January. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, and I'm going to close this meeting.
Thanks, Carl.
Merry Christmas.
I second.
All in favor?
Happy Holidays.
Same to you.
Aye.
Any opposed?